This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 14th, 2017. First broadcast in 2017. I apologize for being out last week. And the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And tonight in the third hour, first I'm going to be playing some Kelvin Alfred Strom. He does a podcast every Saturday. And this is today's broadcast. And I want you to listen to the numbers when he gets into. It's very important. I think this is a very, very important broadcast for you to listen to. And hopefully... keep an eye on my website. You'll see who the upcoming guest is. Hopefully, Mr. Strom may be joining me here in the coming weeks. Next week, again, next week, Tex Mars live, the first hour. I'm really really looking forward to that. He was going to join me last week, wasn't able to do it. So, Tex Mars, powerprophecy.com. Next week in the first hour, 9 to 10 Central. Then after the Kelvin Alfred Strom, we've got a interview that Dr. Patrick, who filled in here for me for several weeks and is on from time to time, the co-host of the Dr. David Duke Show. Dr. Slattery made an excellent video. It's about a week ago. The coup failed, hell to the chief. And we're going to be airing that here shortly as well. So we will. I will be back next week in the first hour with Tex Mars, and we'll leave you with that. So here we go. Here is Kelvin Alfred Strom.
Of our race, the survival and advancement of our race, the quality and the security of our race, these things are far, far more important than our individual or collective comfort today. We used to understand that sort. That question, when I look at the way schooling has changed in America since the Second World War. In the past, the schools not only provided a more structured and disciplined learning environment, they also provided moral guidance. I'm not talking about school prayer. I'm not an advocate.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kelvin Alfred Strom. Even the wall won't be nearly enough if we ever do get a wall. And vetting Muslims, if we ever do start vetting Muslims, as Donald Trump once faintly implied that we would, also won't be nearly enough. In fact, an absolute ban on Muslims and other Middle Easterners and South Asians coming to the United States won't be enough. A wall 1,000 feet high and 2,000 miles long, with 10 miles of mini-nuke landmines on either side of it, an absolutely impenetrable wall, the kind I assure you that we're not going to get, with no big, beautiful door in it, with a garrison of special forces with shoot-to-kill orders stationed every half mile along it, a wall that perfectly stops all traffic on the Mexican border for the next 10 centuries, wouldn't be enough. A total and successful ban on all non-white refugees that lasted 20 generations would not be enough. Add to such measures an air defense system that used drone and laser technology to instantly vaporize any non-white who even approached the borders of the United States, and it still would not be enough. Now, all of the things I just mentioned, all of those things that the Goldman Sachs Jews and the fanatical Zionist Jews and the Chabad Jews and media Jews around Donald Trump will do their best to make sure we never have, would be good ideas. And we ought to have measures like them, and plenty more of the same general kind. But they would not. Even all of them added together and then multiplied by 10 would not be enough to prevent our race and nation from going extinct, from being subsumed in a brown wave of non-white genes and non-white biomass that will end our civilization forever. End all hopes of our reaching the stars, and would condemn our children to a living hell as they slouch toward their doom. By this point, some of you may think I've gone a little bit over the top, maybe even crazy. After all, I've described measures not even dreamt of by the altist of the alt-right, and far more extreme than anything implemented by the German National Socialists of sainted memory. How can I say that such things wouldn't be enough? Well, it is simple mathematics. Actually, it doesn't even really deserve the term mathematics. It's as simple as third grade arithmetic. Listen, there are about 190 million white people in the United States and about 130 million non-whites. So we are just barely, for the moment, the majority. Though white births are now distinctly in the minority. And we also need to remember that U.S. government statistics are notoriously unreliable and or purposely opaque on race, categorizing Middle Easterners and mestizos as white in many cases. Remember, these are statistics produced by a regime that is committing genocide on you. According to the CDC's National Vital Statistics Reports and other statistics, white mothers are having enough children so that each generation is 84% as large as the previous generation. Mestizo mothers are having enough children so that each generation is 129% as large as the previous generation. Black mothers are having enough children so that each generation is 103% as large as the previous generation. And Muslim mothers are having enough children so that each generation is 133% as large as the previous generation. How many blacks are in the United States? About 41,600,000. In five generations, there will be 48,225,000 of them. How many mestizos are in the United States? Estimates vary, but conservative ones say about 56,320,000. In five generations, there will be 201,192,000 of them, or more than what the entire population of the United States was in my childhood. How many Muslims and other Middle Easterners are there in the United States? Again, estimates vary, but lower range estimates say 5 million. More than twice that if you count Jews. But we'll leave aside Jews for the moment. They don't share the other Middle Easterners' explosive birth rates. And say just 5 million. In five generations, there will be 20,807,000 of them. And that doesn't even consider immigration, which is sure to increase unless radical changes are made in this country. National alliance type changes, not Trumpian cosmetic changes. That's more than 270 million non-whites in five generations. Mass immigration will add to that greatly. All I was considering was natural increase. Say it's 300 million non-whites, approximately. That is roughly equal to the already too large entire U.S. population right now. And that only counts the three non-white groups I mentioned. There are many others, numbering in the millions, that I didn't count. And how many whites will exist here in five generations? Do the math. 79 million. That's about 22% of the population, at best. Actually, it will be much less than 79 million, much less than 22%. Not only because I have been ultra-conservative in my estimates, but because these statistics count the number of babies born to white women. Do you think that all of these babies will be white? White women prefer white men as fathers for their children, but the percentage of those who have succumbed to the Jews and the church's racial mixing propaganda is increasing. As America veers rapidly toward whites being a tiny minority, how do you think those figures will change? As our genocide unfolds, barring a white revolution, the popular definition of who is white will change, helped along by media propaganda, and a large fraction of that 22% would no longer be white in any meaningful sense. Now I want you to think about this. Carry my ultra-careful and ultra-conservative projections forward another five generations. And we are done. Dead. Gone. And all of these projections assume that immigration totally stops right now. The wall of all walls is successfully built, and atomic landmines or Roswell-inspired drone saucers detect and vaporize all invaders in 5 microseconds or less. Even if we could perform a miracle and change our culture so that marriage at 18 became the new norm, and increase the social status of mothers so that white births came back up to replacement level, something we definitely need to do, it wouldn't make any difference in the long run. It would just stretch out our demise another few generations. Simple arithmetic shows us, given the higher birth rates of non-whites, that if we intend to survive, we cannot have any non-whites in our white nations. Not a single couple, not a single breeding pair. Considering the danger of intermixture, not a single one. All, and I mean all, must be removed. Even diplomats, if allowed, would have to be tightly watched and quarantined in some humane way. Having any unsterilized or unquarantined non-whites whatsoever within our borders is a death sentence for us by the simple laws of mathematics. Expelling the non-whites would allow us to survive and would allow the unparalleled creativity and genius of our race to reach the stars and change the entire course of life in the universe. As fossil fuel energy is depleted, we may soon lose all hope of doing this. Even if our race does survive, time is of the essence. Expelling the non-whites would be good for the earth, and in a seeming paradox, would be good even for the non-whites. The lower birth rate of whites puts less stress on the ecosystems of the territories whites control, compared to the rape of the earth that would happen, and is happening, under usury-ridden forced growth panmixia. Denying the non-whites the resources under our control will lower their growth, too, and this will reduce the stress on the ecosystems and the resource depletion in their territories, too. Leaving their massive natural increase unchecked and feeding it with food and medicine and aid extracted from whites often just increases the numbers of their starving, which can hardly be called a gain for them, even from their point of view. Ultimately, though, we just need to leave them behind, just as our ancestors left Homo erectus behind thousands of generations ago. Nature shouts at us from every direction that that is what we must do. These are the truths, the radical truths, that white Americans and white people worldwide need to hear. They don't need to hear the lie that Donald Trump and the conservatives now have everything moving in the right direction, because they don't. It is true that an awakening is happening, a part of which some now call the alt-right, that is moving hundreds of thousands of people in the right direction, our people. We are glad to have laid the foundations of and taken part in that awakening. The current unfocused awakening has put a candle in the hands of 100,000 white men and women to help illuminate the darkness. But what we need to do is put a flamethrower in the hands of multiple millions of fully awakened, fully radicalized white men and women and set them to work building a new white world. And that is what the National Alliance intends to do. Will you help us? One of the ways that you can increase awareness of the National Alliance in your community is through a new
or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio. What you hear in the background is the beginning of a joint session of Congress. The Congress is coming together in order to count the electoral votes for the presidential election. This is the last official constitutional hurdle Donald Trump must pass in order to become the president of the United States. So, I'm here with, once again, with Professor Richard Sloan, who is...
I'm trying to get C-SPAN at this end, too. We're expecting everything to go okay. We're expecting maybe some challenges, but we're not expecting that the decision for the presidency is going to be thrown to the Senate and the House, right, Dr. Slattery?
We're not expecting that. There have been a few members of the House of Representatives who have declared that they intend on challenging a number of Donald Trump's electoral votes. Well, I wrote an article on this last night for a number of sites, actually.
You've watched this process before, Dr. Slattery. About how long does it take from beginning to end to count all the votes or to report on all the electoral votes?
I have not watched it from beginning to end, so I'm not sure. I imagine you have to have 51 sets of electoral votes read for both president and vice president. There's
a certain procedure. So whatever we're talking about is that procedure times, I guess, 102. I imagine it could go, if it went smoothly, you might be talking about half an hour or so. But the reason we're doing this is we're not expecting it to be completely smooth.
Right. We're hoping that when the smoke clears, it will be confirmed that Trump has a majority of votes from the Electoral College. But we know that Trump has a lot of enemies, and you made a very good case that some of the groundwork certainly has been laid, it seems, for there to be some sort of challenges, because why else would three members of the Electoral College, Democrat members of the Electoral College, suddenly go faithless in Washington and vote for Colin Powell of all people?
Right, so Colin Powell has been set up as a possible alternative to Hillary and Trump. He would be, if they can nullify enough of Trump's electoral votes, then you have the House of Representatives choosing between three candidates, Clinton, Trump, and Colin Powell. So there's a Democrat, a Representative Ed Perlmutter of Colorado, who has revealed that he intends to challenge many of the electoral votes. Steny Hoyer, who is the number two Democrat in the House of Representatives. He is basically Nancy Pelosi's assistant. He's the House Minority Whip. And he says that if Ed Perlmutter can get a senator to also challenge, and in order for there to be votes, the challenge has to be signed off on by both a representative and a senator. If that happens, then Steny Hoyer will throw his weight behind the effort to nullify the votes. And this is significant because the whole role of a whip, they call them a whip because they whip their members into order and get them to line up behind the vote. So here's,
pursuant to the Constitution and laws of the United States,
this is Joe Biden.
The Senate and House of Representatives are meeting in joint session to verify the certificates and count the votes of the electors of the several states for President and Vice President of the United States. After the ascertainment has been had that the certificates are authentic and correct in form, the tellers will count and make a list of the votes cast by the electors in the several states. The tellers, on the part of the two houses, will take their places at the clerk's desk.
The key is whether Senator Booker, Cory Booker from New Jersey, will sign a challenge. That's what everything hinges on. He is the black senator. He used to be the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. And
what state is he a senator of?
He's from New Jersey. He used to be the mayor of Newark, and he rose to fame because as mayor, once he was walking down the street or driving down the street and saw a house on fire and ran in and saved the inhabitants of the burning house. So he is the only senator who's a member of the Black Congressional Caucus, and the Black Congressional Caucus is pushing for
the certificates.
This challenge.
After ascertaining the certificates are regular in form,
Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote of the state of Alabama seems to be regular in form and authentic. It appears, therefore, that Donald J. Trump of the state of New York received 9 votes.
Mr. President, I object to the certificate.
So, okay, we have an objection.
On the grounds that the electoral votes were not
already
all of the known circumstances.
This is bad.
Given, and that the electors were not lawfully certified, especially given the confirmed and illegal activities engaged by the government of Russia designed to interfere with our election and the widespread violations of the voting rights.
This is going to be key. Will a senator back him on this?
Section 15 and 17 of Title 3 of the United States Code require that any objection be presented in writing, signed by both members of the House of Representatives and as both...
2 minutes in and we've got Russia.
...and signed not only by the member of the House of Representatives, but also by a senator.
Mr. President, the objection is in writing, signed by a member of the House of Representatives, but not yet by a member of the United States.
In that case, the objection cannot be entertained.
...member of the House of Representatives and a senator.
Okay. Well, it looks like no senator is signing on.
Also by a senator.
Everything should hopefully move smoothly from now on.
And Michael R. Pence of the state of Indiana received 3 votes for vice president. seems to be regular in form and authentic, and it appears therefrom that Donald J. Trump of the state of New York received 11 votes for president, and Michael R. Pence of the state of Indiana received 11 votes for vice president.
Okay, so we're not yet, we're not entirely in sync, but what I heard at my end is that there was already an objection from... It sounded like they were starting with Alabama, but it sounded like a senator from Massachusetts raised the objection. Was I hearing that right?
No, it was a representative. I'm not sure. I think it was this Ed Perlmutter from Colorado. There's also this freshman, this newly sworn-in representative named Jamie Raskin. He's Jewish, and they just showed him, and he had the yarmulke on the back of his head. He's married.
Oh, you're watching it on video.
I've got the video as well, yes.
And he had a yarmulke on.
He had a yarmulke on. He's married to
Hillary Clinton of the state of New York. Received,
I think, her name Sarah Bloom
and
Raskin,
of
who
Virginia,
was a member of the Fed Board of Governors until a couple of years ago. Now she's the Deputy Secretary of Treasury. She's the number two person in the Treasury.
Mr. President,
Department.
The certificate
okay.
of the elect.
So far we've had one objection, but it was not signed by a
Mr.
senator.
President,
so far, no
of
electoral votes have been legally challenged.
And
yes,
authentic, and it appears they're received.
Yeah, and I don't think
and Tim
that
Kaine
there is
the
going to be a successful one. There were three grounds on which these.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
We're going to be challenged. One grounds was on the basis of the electors,
Mr. President,
not living in the congressional districts that they were supposed to be voting on behalf of. That was one. Another grounds was that some of the electors have state offices. They're state office holders. And some states have laws prohibiting people from holding more than one office at a time.
And it appears therefrom
and then
okay.
the
Clinton of the state of New York received
and then the
votes
other,
for
the third grounds
Tim Kaine of the
was that
Virginia received 3 votes for vice
some
president.
Of the lists of votes that were submitted to Congress
Mr.
have
the
votes for
state
president and vice president,
and
I guess, on the same sheet of paper with a single signature from each elector instead of having two separate pieces of paper with one list on each. Which shouldn't be a violation, but they're saying that this is a violation of the 12th Amendment that says there have to be two distinct lists. Okay, here's the Jewish
by electors not lawfully certified because they violated Florida's
representative from Massachusetts.
He's from Maryland.
Order. Section 15 and 17 of the Title III of the United States Code require that any objection be presented in writing, signed by both members of the House of both the member of the House of Representatives and a senator. Is the objection in writing and signed not only by the member of the House of Representatives, but also by a senator?
It is in writing, Mr. President.
Is it signed by a senator?
Not as of yet, Mr. President.
In that case, the objection cannot be entertained.
That's Jamie Raskin, married to the former Fed governor, who's now the deputy Treasury Secretary. He's a new member of Congress. He's wearing his yarmulke, and he's got a giant
Mr. Jufro. President, the certificate of the electoral vote of the state of Georgia seems to be regular in form and authentic.
There's not signed by a senator. The objection
We've
cannot
had
be entertained.
The third
Mr. President, the objection is signed by a member of the House, but not yet by a member of the Senate.
We have the third objection, and Biden is overruling it. And now Ryan is laughing about something. I didn't catch the joke.
So they're going in order. They're going in alphabetical order.
Of the
so
states.
Far, you said that so far we've had the states up until Colorado. Is that right?
Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote of the state of Hawaii seems to be regular in form and authentic, and it appears therefrom.
Well,
the order, please.
They're doing Hawaii now.
It appears therefrom that Hillary
Clinton. Okay, so they're not going in alphabetical order.
Three votes for president. Bernie Sanders of the state of Vermont received one vote for president. Kane of the Commonwealth of Virginia received.
They started with that. They start.
And Elizabeth Warren.
Go ahead.
They started with Alabama.
One vote for vice.
Everything's been in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Mr. President,
yeah, maybe there's a method.
Idaho
now they're going to Idaho,
and
which is next after. They went Georgia, Idaho, and I mean Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho. That's alphabetical.
And Michael
okay, so
the state of
we're in Idaho now, and we've had three objections raised by who raised the objections? One was a representative from Massachusetts.
I don't know.
Mr. President, the certificate of
the one I recognize was Jamie Raskin. I know Ed Perlmutter from Colorado is behind this.
And it appears therefrom that Hillary Clinton of the state of New York received 20 votes.
And all objections have been overruled by Biden on the grounds
that no senator is signed on to the objection.
Yes, and tell us why the senators are not signing on to the objections.
Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote of the state of Indiana.
Their constituents will hang them out to dry if they do.
It appears therefrom that Donald J. Trump of
you
the
know,
state of New York received
that's
11
gotta
votes
be it.
For president.
Because you've got
and Michael R. Pence of the
you've
state
got
of Indiana.
Lindsey Graham and John McCain, who are both Republicans, but they are as anti-Trump as that you get.
Right.
There are plenty of anti-Trump senators,
Mr. President,
but
the certificate of the electoral vote of the state of Iowa seems
well, so far they haven't signed it. We don't know. We're still on the H's, right? Or we're still on the I's.
Six votes for president.
We're in the I's now.
Michael R. Pence of the state of Indiana received six votes for vice president.
The objections that are being raised
vote of the state of Kansas seems to be regular.
Are objections to the Electoral College from
the state of New York
that's reporting at the time, right?
Six votes for president and
no,
Michael R. Pence of the state of Indiana.
Raskin objected to a state that wasn't Maryland.
Okay.
They can the objections can come from anywhere. So far there's been
Mr.
three.
President,
I think it might have been Perlmutter at first, but I'm not sure.
Seems to be regular in form.
Okay,
and
the objections can come from any place, but don't the aren't the objections
and Michael
going?
The
aren't the objections coming when the
president.
When the state?
Yes.
They're coming by state, right? So when he's asking for the electoral reports from Alabama, that's when you get the objection to the Alabama
to be regular in votes. Form
that's
yes.
Right.
And
that's
it appears
right.
They're from
so we already cleared Alaska, which was a weird state, wasn't it? Or was it not?
Alaska.
Was there a
of Indiana?
Was there a faithless electoral vote in Alaska?
Well. I'm not sure. I know there was in Hawaii, and we've cleared Hawaii.
The state of Maine seems to be regular in form and authentic for president.
It will be.
Tim Kaine of the Commonwealth of Virginia received three votes for vice president. And
so what state are we on now?
Received one vote for vice president.
Mr. President, the
Maine.
Certificate
that was
of
Maine.
The electoral vote of the state of Maryland seems to be regular in form and authentic, and it appears therefrom that Hillary Clinton of the state of New York received 10 votes for president, and Tim Kaine of the Commonwealth of Virginia received 10 votes for vice president.
Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts seems to be regular in form and authentic, and it appears therefrom that Hillary Clinton of the state of New York received 11 votes for president, and Tim Kaine of
Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote of the state of Michigan seems to be regular and
authentic. Okay, Michigan. They're doing Michigan.
And it appears therefrom that Donald J. Trump of the state of New York received.
What states are you worried about? What states would the talent
received 16 votes for vice president?
Pennsylvania, Michigan.
But
Mr. President, I object because people are horrified by the overwhelming evidence of Russian interference.
There's some black lady.
The code prohibits debate in the joint session.
And Biden just shut her up.
Section 15 and 17 of the title of the U.S. code require any objection be presented in writing.
Now, by the way, in the lead up to today, January 6th, the electoral vote count, it's gotten almost no play on the mass media, has it? People haven't been talking about what could happen today at all.
Right. No, this got almost no coverage. Oh, they cut her mic. So this is...
Objection cannot be entertained.
I don't know. I recognize her face. She's one of the black women congresspeople. But they're not announcing who they are.
Proceed with the count.
And he just cut her off. He cut her mic. Because
okay. She's... Mr. President,
now,
the certificate
next
of the
looks like Sheila Jackson Lee from
Minnesota. Seems
Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas is stepping up to the mic. And so I think she's about to make an objection.
Of the state of New York received 10 votes for president. And Tim Kaine of the Commonwealth of Virginia received 10 votes for vice president.
It has
a... Mr. President,
go ahead.
There's a gentlewoman from Texas, right?
Okay, so Sheila Jackson Lee's about to object.
I object.
Under Section 15,
Mr. President, I object on the massive voting... You've written some articles about what could, in the absolute worst case, happen today. Have you heard anybody talking about this that hasn't basically been informed by your articles?
Well,
have you heard anything on CNN or read anything in...
No. There was something on Zero Hedge, which was the same stuff I was saying, but wasn't necessarily derivative.
Yet we're seeking a United States Senate.
And then there's this group called Americans for Action, which was an anti-Trump group. That
it appears therefrom that Donald
also
Trump
was pushing for the faithless electors, and they have been working on this and prepared a 1,000-page legal briefing on, you know, why some of these electoral votes can be challenged.
Mr. President, the certificate of electoral vote of the state of Montana seems to be regular and
so you mentioned that one congresswoman had her mic cut off.
Yes.
I guess, you know, the people who are raising the objections, they're not really expecting the objections to stand. They're just grandstanding.
Right.
For their anti-Trump constituents, they're making a show. They want to make a little speech here.
They're not allowed to debate. The debate can't happen here. They can only object, and they have to present the signed objection signed by a representative and a senator. Now, this is the scary thing, and this is what a lot of Trump people are automatically going to think the Electoral College is good because Trump won the Electoral College without winning the popular vote. But this shows the massive vulnerability.
The state of New York received 6 votes for president.
Objections
to the Commonwealth of Virginia received 6 votes for vice president.
Trump's electoral votes have merit. They have merit. There are states who prohibit. I know for a fact there are states that prohibit electors or require electors to live in the district that they're voting on behalf
of.
And there are many electors who do not. Okay?
Right.
There are states that require or that prohibit electors from holding other offices. And the Attorney General of Florida is one of Trump's electors. She's Attorney General. There is actually merit. Now, the thing is, this happens every single election.
Mr. President,
every single election is vulnerable because every single election you have people who serve as electors who aren't supposed to be electors.
Seems to be regular,
I don't know if this business about the lists being on separate sheets of paper is valid or not. But, you know, it's something that could be argued. The fact of the matter is, whether or not the objections have basis or not really isn't even the question, because if you have a senator and a representative who object and sign the objection, doesn't matter. Then it doesn't matter. They don't have to prove anything at that point. Then the two houses of Congress recess to their own chambers and debate and vote.
Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote.
They can vote based on completely bogus arguments. There's no standard that these arguments have to meet.
Five votes for president.
So,
and Tim Kaine of the Commonwealth of Virginia received
Lindsey Graham or Cory Booker
president.
Or John McCain simply signed one of these, you could have a coup d'etat. That's how close we are. That's how vulnerable our system is.
Mr. President,
so
the certificate of the electoral
and this could happen 4 years from now if you had an anti-Trump Congress. Congress can override the presidential election. It wasn't intended to be that way, but it is.
Tim Kaine of the Commonwealth of Virginia received 29.
Yeah, this is a scary loophole that hasn't been used ever, has it? But it's never been used. Waiting for exploitation.
It has never been used, but it's been attempted. It was attempted
in
2000. It was attempted in 2004. It was actually attempted when I say 2000, actually after the 2000 election in 2001, January 2000.
And that's also scary, is because you see a pattern. You see it's been attempted, you know, progressively more and more.
Right.
And
it was also
like
attempted in 1969. Okay, here's this.
North Carolina, based on
I forgot this guy's name. He's from New Mexico. He's a Hispanic, and he's objecting to something.
The chair is
like Louis Gutierrez or something.
Required. Is there a signature from a senator?
There is a signature from the House of Representatives, myself.
And no signature cannot be received without a signature from the senator.
So Biden keeps overruling these guys. Sheila Jackson Lee's coming up again.
What purpose is that?
Mr. President, I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina because of the massive voter suppression.
How many objections would you say we've had so far?
There's no debate. There's no debate.
Seven.
There's no
Seven.
Debate.
And they've all been overruled.
Yeah, they're all being overruled.
General was suspended.
He's not. Biden is not letting these people grandstand.
From a senator is
or maybe if he is, he's letting them say their first two sentences.
Signature
I don't know how
myself,
he can avoid that.
Not yet. A signature
from the Senate. Well, to speak to your point, this is a frightening loophole, is the point that you were making. And, you know, up until this election, the vice president and the House has always taken the high ground. But we haven't had a situation where, you know, such a large percentage of the public has been convinced that the president-elect is Hitler.
Right, right. That's correct. You know, this is the fourth time that I'm aware of that there have been challenges, although they've never... Well, actually, I think in 1968, and in 2000,
Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote after the 68 of Oklahoma seems
vote
to be regular,
1969,
and
in 2005, after the Kerry Bush election, they did have senators sign on. They went back to their chambers and voted down the objections.
For vice president.
And you know, the thing in after the 2000 election, it was Vice President Gore, the losing
Mr.
candidate,
President,
who was overruling
the
objections.
The vote of the state of Oregon
in,
seems
after
to
the 68 election, it was Vice President Humphrey, the losing candidate, who was presiding over
the
objections.
For president, and Tim
so
the
let me ask a question, Dr. Slattery. You said Texas is one of the states you're worried about. And I assume that's because Trump's getting a large number of electoral votes from
right.
Texas.
Mm-hmm.
If a senator signs on and agrees that you know that there should be a challenge to the electoral votes because, say, one member of the Electoral College, his signature proves invalid, or he lived in the wrong county, or he had a job he wasn't supposed to have while he was also serving on the Electoral College, would that objection stand for all of the Electoral College members from the state of Texas, or would it just throw into contest that one electoral vote?
It could be either.
Oh.
It could be either. Now, if they're objecting on the basis of, like, individual electors, then it's not going to
Mr.
be the
President,
whole thing.
The certificate but
if they're,
of the electoral vote of the state of South Carolina
if they're objecting
be
because of voting irregularities, voter suppression, some of the
Trump
blacks
the
have talked
of New
about
York
voter
received 9 votes for president,
repression.
And Michael R. Pence of the state of Indiana received 9 votes for vice president.
if this was the case, then they could challenge the whole slate right. from that state. And Texas has enough
for South Carolina because of the
Texas has enough votes that it would over that it would throw the election to the House and they could choose Colin Powell.
Previously ruled,
so what state are we on now?
On as well, is there objection?
We're on South
President,
Carolina.
I have it in writing,
and Sheila Jackson Lee is again objecting.
Be received.
But there's no senator. We got to get through Texas because that's the big one.
Texas. So we're Mr. going in President, alphabetical order. Does this mean that we've cleared Pittsburgh and cleared Michigan?
Seems to be regular, informed, no, and authentic. And
yeah, we must have gone through Pennsylvania.
That Donald J. Trump of the state of New York.
I'm sorry, yeah, Pennsylvania and Michigan, and we've already gone through.
The state of Indiana
yeah.
received three okay. votes.
I'm sure Wisconsin will also be objected to, but Wisconsin's not enough. I think Texas is the last chance.
Okay.
Mr. President, the certificate of electoral vote of the state of Tennessee seems the irregular form
They're
of authentic,
on Tennessee.
And it
That's
appears
the one before
therefrom
Texas.
That Donald J. Trump of the state
well,
of
I think.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
A lot of people listening to this podcast, they won't even know how close, you know, we came to maybe having Colin Powell as president.
No, people
won't. A lot
won't.
Of people might not have even realized that you know, we were close to a crisis here today on January 6th.
And authentic, and it appears therefrom that Donald J. Trump of the state of New York received...
You might want to go back and record sort of an introduction to explain why we're so concerned today on January the 6th.
Yeah, here's Texas.
The state of Texas received one vote for president, and Michael R. Pence of the state of Indiana received 37 votes for vice president, and Carly Fiorina of the Commonwealth of Virginia received one vote for vice president.
Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote of the state of Utah...
Okay, they passed Texas. Trump is president.
And it appears...
Okay, is the House reacting with particularly loud applause? Do other people realize that this was... No, they don't realize that.
Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote of the state of Vermont seems to be regular in form and authentic, and it appears therefrom that Hillary Clinton of the state of New York...
So, Wisconsin will come up. I don't... I mean, it's too late now to change it. Wisconsin and the states, Wisconsin, Wyoming... don't have enough votes to change the results. So now everything is kind
of
silent. It'll be interesting after they read Wyoming and the whole thing is done, a done deal. It'll be interesting to see the reaction.
And Tim Kaine in the Commonwealth of Virginia received 13 votes.
Well, as we're waiting for this event to end, you were thinking that there might have been a chance to, you know, sort of throw this contest into deliberation by the House if there was enough of, if sort of the Russia hacking narrative had enough traction. But it seems like the news didn't play out the way that the anti-Trumpers who were thinking of raising these objections wanted it to play out.
Right.
And Tim Kaine,
you know,
and just ahead of this vote counting, we had a very significant event. We had this horrible thing in Chicago happen.
Right.
Which, you know, as sad as it is and as terrible event as it is, it can only really be regarded as a pro-Trump event.
And also a distraction from any last-minute anti-Trump manufactured scandal.
Right.
Mr. Hartford.
Now, I've been away from the mainstream media. Was this Chicago kidnapping getting a lot of media play?
The certificate of the electoral vote of the state of West Virginia seems
more
to be
than it would have.
And authentic.
More
and
than it would have.
That Donald J. Trump of the state of New York received
had,
five votes for president.
I think
Michael
the fact
R.
that
Pence
you've got this alternative media that can
president.
Get it to enough people to be aware of, enough people are aware of it,
right.
That it
Mr.
becomes
President,
more
I
difficult.
On behalf of the millions of Americans, including members
objection.
Of the intelligence community,
there is
right.
No debate. Debate is prohibited. The chair has previously ruled a signature from a senator is required.
So I'm hearing you say that there's one or two representatives that keep objecting again and again and again. Tell us who those are.
Sheila Jackson Lee's come up several times.
Senator Globuchar.
Jamie Raskin came up once. This black woman who might, I'm not sure who she is, I recognize her face. I think she might be from Ohio, it might be that Tubbs Jones woman. I think she's objecting, although I could be confusing her with someone else. That Luis Gutierrez, I think is his name, from New Mexico objected. And the first guy was a white guy, a bald-headed white guy, might have been that Ed Perlmutter, I'm not sure.
Previously ruled.
Sheila Jackson rule is Sheila Jackson
suspend.
Lee is up again. There was a black guy from Norfolk, Virginia, Bobby something. I can't remember his last name. He was going to object, but I haven't seen him yet. And then there was a woman of some kind of nondescript, non-white background who objected. And now I see Maxine Waters walking up.
Maxine Waters, I know
Mr.
her.
Mr. President, the certificate of the electoral vote of the state of Wyoming seems
the,
regular
Wyoming,
authentic.
Wyoming, this is the last
one. It appears from that Donald J. Trump of the state of New York received three votes for president, and Michael R. Pence of the state of Indiana received three votes for
and
vice president.
And I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.